We've got a live set from Snow Patrol, who make their World Cafe debut today. Two very successful albums into their recording career. We'll hear a set from the band live, but first up, a conversation with frontman and writer, the very personable Gary Lightbody. I started off by letting him explain why the band is described as Scottish and Irish.
Well, I'm from Northern Ireland, right. as is Johnny and Nathan. We were all born in Belfast and raised until we were... I left home when I was 18 to go to university in Scotland, which is kind of where the band started to form. You know, I met Mark, the co-founder, original bass player, in 1994 in Dundee. And we started making music together, but we didn't really start to be a proper band until we finished our degrees, you know. That was 1998. We released our first record. So you can either take our starting point as 1994, but I guess much more officially it's 1998.
Was there anything about being at university in Scotland that made a difference?
I think the access to gigs and to music and to other sort of like-minded individuals was greater. In Belfast at the time, there wasn't really a live music scene when I left Belfast. In Scotland, in Dundee and in Glasgow, where we ended up, and I still live in Glasgow to this day, mm-hmm. Whenever I'm actually home, but you find that you just meet so many bands everywhere you kind of go, and that really feeds your desire and your musical intellect, and you're sort of nourished by being able to play much more frequently. You know, we could just set up our own gigs and play, and there's kind of an audience there for them, but which there wasn't really in Belfast.
Absolutely.
At the time, there is now. Belfast is thriving now. It's an amazing city since the so-called troubles, have stopped. You know, Belfast has regenerated and has become a proper competing European city. But the infrastructure for music in there is still sort of in its infancy. And that's something that we want to rectify, we want to help rectify in Belfast by various things that we're doing there. But as I say, in Scotland, that infrastructure was already in place. I mean, bands, you know, Orange Juice and Teenage Fan Club and Jesus and Mary Chain and Primal Scream and, you know, all these amazing bands that a generation before us. And then we, in our generation, Mogwai and Bon Sebastian and Arab Strap and all these great other bands that... kind of spurred us on and ended up playing on our records, and we ended up playing on their records, and it's a very mutually inclusive kind of scene to be involved in, and that's really what helped us evolve as a band.
You know, it's so funny hearing you talk about these bands, Mogwai talking about, you know, Bell and Sebastian, about these bands, and I just love to hear what you have to say about this, who get labeled indie, and then Snow Patrol comes out, and Snow Patrol has hit records, and immediately there's something else, you know? Do you think about that stuff at all? Because I think in some ways... consumers of music are still in little clubs sometimes, you know, little different sections.
Yeah, and I do think about that. I think about it when I go back to Glasgow. I wonder what people think about us, you know, now, you know, because we came from a very indie background, and most of the music that I buy is still the strangest music. I'm a massive music consumer, and I buy, you know, annuals and Cold War Kids and Field Music and maybe music that people might not think that dude from Snow Patrol listens to, but it's because we come from that background that I'm steeped in that music. You know, that's the our success is a kind of an accident, an incredible accident, but it certainly wasn't planned. We didn't have a master plan to rule the charts, you know. It's something that's sort of that we initially didn't wear very well. I guess we've become more accustomed to it now, but it's still very odd for us. You know, we still think of ourselves as an indie band, and certainly when we're back in Glasgow, all the people that we knew in the past still obviously love us because, you know, we're nice. you sort of see it in sort of new bands' eyes, maybe a little bit like, oh yeah, what are you doing at our gig, sort of thing. But it's odd. It's sort of. I try not to dwell on it because, you know, it can get you down because, you know, we all, you know, are such massive, massive music fans, and I'd hate to think people were pigeonholing us that we were some sort of pop band now or something.
Gotcha. Well, which brings me to Sufjan Stevens, of course, because
I just thought I'd throw in a British music paper said I should be name checking Chris Martin, not Sufjan Stevens.
Ooh,
but,
ooh,
yeah. that record was Come On Feel the Illinois. I mean, that's just one of the most incredibly titled albums of all time, surely. But it was something that we were listening to constantly through writing and making this album. And I had always intended in Hands Open that a song would be the device that would calm the storm in the argument, you know, that you could just put on this one song and you just suddenly realize that, you know, we're just being stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no point in arguing, this is ridiculous. And music can sometimes just be this incredible restorative force or calming force or, you know, just make you realize that you're just, you're actually fighting with somebody that you love. And, Chicago by Sufjan was just that very song. I mean, it actually almost happened exactly like that. The argument was kind of the storm was calmed by Sufjan. So it was it's paying him homage or homage, but it's justifiably so, I think.
We're talking with Gary Lightbody today of Snow Patrol. We're going to go to the stage with some music from recorded in Toronto by the band. And so I guess the question is, have you heard from him? Has Sufjan acknowledged your shout-out?
Well, we asked him to tour with us. We ask a lot of bands to tour with us. but as I say, we fall in love with bands and then we ask them, and a lot of the time they're already on tour, you know, or, you know, maybe that's just the polite way of saying, go screw yourself. But Sufjan was definitely on tour and he couldn't make it, but he did say that he was very flattered, or he sent word, but I've never met him. So I went to see him play very recently in London, and it just totally blew me away. But I never got to meet him afterwards. You know, I don't like going backstage. I don't really like when people come back straight after one of our shows, and you're kind of just still panting after, you know, jumping around the stage for an hour and a half. So, I didn't feel like I should invade his space.
You know, it's
that was a really long story. I apologize.
No, it seems really heartfelt, and I can totally understand feeling that way myself, because it's if you're a fan of somebody, it's actually difficult to meet them in one form.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to give you and Snow Patrol credit because playing anthems, being an anthemic band, and being sincere about it and making it sound that way, I think is hard to do, and I think you guys carry it off in a big, you know, great way. So I thought we would go to the stage and maybe hear some of those. Thank you so much for spending some time with us, and I think we'll pick it up with Hands Open live in Toronto. And Gary, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me. Cheers.
My tongue still misbehaves and it keeps staying. John Stevens on, and we'll play your favorite song. Toronto bursts to life in your sweet smile. We'll be right back.
Thank you very much.
Shut up. Even if you cannot
Thank you very much.
That is Run in concert from our guest today, Snow Patrol. Thanks again to Gary Lightbody for joining us and for that live set of music here on the World Cafe.